Well, good day, everybody. Pastor Tim Karskatten here, Christian Center Shreveport, doing our daily podcast. So glad you joined us here. We're going to release a revelation this week about warring with the prophetic and how God tells us to use it as a weapon in the days that we're living in. All right. Let's listen in and use what God has spoken to us.
Surprise me with your faithfulness. Remind me you will always come to find me when I've lost my way. And in you I live and breathe. 'Cause in you
Well, blessings to everybody today. I pray you're doing good on this Monday, November 1. We've started another month on the Gregorian calendar. We'll be finishing Heshvan this week, but on the biblical calendar. But this is the first day of a new month, 11. 11 is a number of transition, also speaks of the prophetic. And we believe this is a key time for God to begin to release some things in the Spirit concerning the season that we're in, the prophetic that's flowing right now. So I pray that you just tune in this week. I titled today's teaching, I'll go a couple days here, about how to war with the prophetic. This is something that we really embraced in the last year, 20 months, that goes kind of with the dream we had last week of the importance of pressing in during this season. And you need a vision to war with, don't you? Habakkuk tells us that without a vision, the people perish. Well, vision is also prophetic, what God is saying, where we're headed. If you don't have a hope for the future, if you don't have clarity where God has taken you or taken our nations, then you will move into discouragement. You'll get what we call hope deferred. It makes your heart sick. And you'll get to a place where discouragement is your portion. And some of us go through discouragement anyway. Just life is discouraging, and just not seeing things fulfilled is discouraging. I remember Derek Prince many years ago said he heard Billy Graham say in a sermon one time that God doesn't use discouraged people, discouraged Christians, and he thought that was unfair for him to say that. And because he was discouraged somewhat at that time of his life as well. Look, discouragement does not disqualify you. Obviously, it hinders your walk. It hinders your aggression. It hinders your progression during that time, because you'll start believing things and your mind will go into a battle that you can get to a place where you're not progressing. So we realize it's a real deal, but, you know, the example would be like Gideon. You know, he's discouraged. He's threshing wheat in the wine press. He's at the wrong place doing what he's supposed to be doing, threshing wheat. He's a baker. He produces food for his family and for many in Israel. And he's hiding. He's so discouraged. He's tired of the Midianites coming and taking their harvest every year. Yet the Lord shows up to him in that encounter and says, "Oh, valiant warrior, a mighty man of valor." You know, and I've always joked about that. You know, Gideon had to say, who are you talking to? You talking to me? You know, because he was anything but a man of valor. But now, okay, he has a prophetic word over his life that he's a valiant warrior. Right in the middle of the worst season for Israel, another harvest season that they're going to lose because they lost it every year. Not only did they lose the harvest of the fields, the Midianites would come in and take their livestock, everything, just literally almost wipe them out every single year. They'd build it back up, and then the Midianites would come and do it again each year. So, you know, if anybody had a reason to be discouraged, it was them, Gideon, and many of his family, and many of those people of Israel. And yet God comes in the middle of somebody being discouraged and hopeless, it seems, hiding, and says, you're a mighty man of valor. And on top of that, I'm going to use you to gather people. And as one man, you're going to defeat the Midianites, and you're going to get back your harvest, and you're going to progress, and you're going to come back into the covenant promise for you and for your people. Now, come on, there's a word, okay? So what do you do with a prophetic word? Now, that's Gideon. I'm trying to use Bible, trying to use an example of that. I'll try to use some more this week, other ones, but we'll start there. That's a good place to start. And Paul tells Timothy in 1 Timothy 1, starting verse 18, this is out of the Passion Translation. It says, so Timothy, my son, I am entrusting you with this responsibility in keeping with the very first prophecies that were spoken over your life and are now in the process of fulfillment in the great work of ministry, in keeping with the prophecies spoken over you with this encouragement. Use your prophecies as weapons as you wage spiritual warfare by faith with a clean conscience. Because he warns me, he says, for there are many who reject these virtues and are now destitute of their true faith. See, if you're not going to war with your prophecies and you're going to not walk them out, you're going to go into a place, you'll become destitute in your faith. That's desolation. That's barrenness. Because by faith we walk it out. And I love this, that the translation says there, that you can wage war with these prophecies with a clean conscience. Why would he say a clean conscience? I believe one of the reasons is because now you know you're fighting and going after something that may seem arrogant to others or boastful or prideful, you know, if you're going to do something great. And yet you can do it with a clean conscience because it wasn't your word anyway. It was the Lord's word. And so Gideon, when God said to him, you mighty man of valor, you know, if he was to go around and say that to anybody, hey, God said I'm a mighty man of valor, they would mock him, but he could say it with a clean conscience because it wasn't him that said it. It was the angel who came from the Lord and said it to him. We saw that with Joseph's life, right? He tells the dream and his brothers, they'll bow down for him. Whether that was wisdom or not, I don't know. The word says that when it came to him, it tried his character, purged his character. Psalms, 105 talks about that. And God will use it even if we do speak out. I remember when I got prophesied, I was a young boy. I was going to be a pastor. I got prophesied when I was like 12 or 13 years old. And I remember I told all my friends, I'm going to be a pastor. I'm going to be a minister, and I'm sure they looked at me back then and go, yeah, really? You're Timmy. You're 12 years old. We know you, you being a leader, really. And, I was so zealous because the Lord had spoken to me through a prophet that I believe was the word of the Lord. I was declaring it. I could do it with a clean conscience. It wasn't my idea. It was God's idea. And whether it's wise or not, that could be debated. But the fact was, I could do it properly and say it with a clean conscience. And so could Gideon. So could Timothy, if he so desired to do that. And so we do war with these words that we have. They're weapons in our hands. And so Gideon, goes through the process of trying to figure out what's going to happen, how it's going to happen. He does the fleeces before the Lord, asking for the confirmations, what are typical of most of us spirit-filled people after we get prophetic words. God, I need 15,000 confirmations and then I'll do it. Well, he didn't ask for 15,000, but I'm exaggerating. But I say he asked for that confirmation. And, and the Lord was gracious to him to give him those confirmations. And as he went through, he obeyed the Lord. Now, I want you to get this. And God tells him to do certain things in the middle of discouragement, in the middle of the unknown, in the middle of not knowing how this is all going to play out. How are we going to get our harvest back? How are we going to get the covenant promises back? How are we going to do all this when we have the enemy who comes in and steals? On top of that, all my workers, all my believers around me are worshiping false gods. They're so serving self. How are we going to do this? You can understand the questions Gideon would have had. So God gives him instruction on how to deal with issues. First tells him to tear down the false altars. Get rid of that issue, pull away the strongholds. So he was faithful to do that and it caused him some problems. Now they mark him, they change his name, Zerubbabel, they call him now. because he tore down the altars of Baal, Baal, however you want to say it. And yet God was faithful to him. He asked for another fleece comes. You know, God was faithful to answer him again. Look, what I love about the story of Gideon is, you know, we know how it ends, but the story is that he kept moving forward. He was stumbling, bumbling at times, yes, not sure, wanting confirmations, you know, doing things like he built one of the altars when God told him to tear down, did it at night so nobody'd find him. You know, he wasn't like the most brave guy. So that word over him that he'd be a mighty man of valor was in process. But yet he was warring with it. See, that's what happens when a prophetic word comes into your life. There's something about an activation when you receive it. When you come into agreement with it, whether it's you're manifesting it or not, or you have the skills to fulfill it, when you come into agreement with it, it starts working, because the word says that when he sends out a word, it will not come back void. It will accomplish what it was sent out to do. So when that angel came with that prophetic word to him and for him and also for the people of Israel, it wasn't going to come back void. The only way I could see it not working is if Gideon and whoever else it was offered to would deny it and say, in rebellion, we're not going to do it. We refuse. So Gideon did not refuse. He questioned. He wondered. He was discouraged. So can God use a discouraged person? Absolutely. If they keep moving forward. There are times you just walk by faith and not by sight when you're discouraged. You know, and I don't like to use this too often, but Bill Johnson said it, that when you don't have the presence, you move by principle. And there's a level of truth in that, because I say that, I don't like to use that, because I'll find people, well, they won't seek the presence. They'll just move by principle. And so you always got to seek the presence. You got to seek the now word of the Lord before you move just in principle. And so there are times, though, we just move in principle waiting for that faith. And I think Gideon was doing some of that. I think he understood. He was a faithful servant. Obviously, he would do whatever the Lord asked him to do. He was moving forward, though not boldly yet. But he was moving forward to a point that he was going to fulfill the word of the Lord. And he went through discouragement, rejection in the midst of obedience. And yet there he was. So after they reject him because of what he did to the altars, then he does that last fleece before the Lord. And then the Lord was so faithful to him and said, it's okay. He gives him another word, right? Go down to the enemy's camp and this will be confirmed to you. And the story, you know the story very well. He goes down there. The prophetic was even moving into the enemy's camp. And the enemy had a dream that a loaf of bread was rolling down the hill. And they said that's none other than the sword of Gideon, because they knew him as a baker. They knew him as somebody who produced a harvest of wheat. So they were already, fear was already sown into their heart through the prophetic. You see how God is working prophecy as a weapon? He used it as a weapon in the enemy's camp as well. He gave them a prophetic dream of what was going to happen, and it became a weapon in the hands of the Lord. So think about the things you're about to overcome that God has prophesied to you. Think about our nations that God said what we're going to have. God's given us prophetic words to move forward. Now, not only that, God is beginning to put fear into the camp of our enemy. So that when we go in, and so what happened, you know, he goes down, he hears them interpret the dream. And that's when I believe at the moment he heard that, that's when Gideon and his men that were with him became men of mighty valor. They said they knew that they knew now God was with them. Not that he ever wasn't, but they had to build their faith to a place to get that. And now they have a clean conscience when he tells them to light the torches and get the horns. I mean, he had zeal from heaven that was going to guarantee a victory. And that's where we are right now, guys. Now, we're going to build on this word this week about how to war with your prophecies. And seek the Lord for what you are supposed to walk in. Father, I thank you for everybody listening to this podcast today. And I say that every prophecy over their life, I pray that it become a weapon in their hand, and that with a clean conscience, they declare the word of the Lord in the Spirit, and they begin to take territory and begin to advance. Even in our discouragement, Lord, you have told us to advance, and we are advancing. We declare that prophecies are being fulfilled,
Moses stood
even this hour. And I pray that on everybody that's listening today, strengthen them to war and to wage the good fight in the name of Yeshua. Amen and amen.
You put your hand.
Okay, we'll build on this word this week. Come back tomorrow. See you. Well, I hope you're having a good day. Each and every day as we do these podcasts, we're just trying to build you up in your faith. Got the strong word this week. We've had numerous ones recently, so make sure you catch up with them. Go to all our apps, or especially our app that you can get downloaded on your phone or tablet. Just type in Christian Center Shreveport. Download it. There's a place to put prayer requests. You can give on that site. You can do the daily Bible reading with us. We're so thankful for that. All right. Let's come back tomorrow. See you.